Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. John chapter 17 verse 11. Jesus took time to pray for his disciples, in what some scholars call the high priestly prayer of Jesus. He prayed that God would make them one as he and the Father were one. No man is an island, so said John Donne, 1621-1631. There is strength in numbers. There is strength in unity. The disciples needed to stick together. In the difficult days ahead, they would need the comfort of one another. Jesus had so far kept them together despite their differences. Our world today is not any better. It is harsh out there. Many people are cruel, unkind, and even brutal. When the going gets tough, many people withdraw themselves. Then depression creeps in. Suicidal thoughts come in. But the beauty of Christianity is that none of us must walk alone. We are family. Like the early church, we must look after one another. A man once told me that he had not spoken to his only brother for nearly 20 years. He has been lonely, but since joining different groups in the community, he has found a new family, and he is happy. There are many good clubs and groups in the community coming together for a common cause. Denomination, nationality, or race does not matter. In our diversity, we are manifesting the triune God in our unity. Never walk alone. God has provided friends to walk with us.